This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. If anything is certain in post-surge Iraq, it is this. The problems are not going away. In the last 2 days, insurgents have attacked three police chiefs, killing one of them, the chief of Bakuba. A tribal leader was targeted by a truck bomb earlier today in a village near the Syrian border. Five people were killed in that attack. According to a story in today's New York Times, Sunni extremists have launched a new wave of attacks on police, government officials, and tribal leaders who have allied themselves with U.S. forces. And New York Times reporter Alyssa Rubin wrote that story. She joins me now from Baghdad. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Al-Qaeda and related extremist groups have been targeting Iraqi police and government authorities for years. What's new about these recent attacks?
As you rightly pointed out, they have long been targets. However, perhaps most interesting to me is that although it hasn't been completely successful, it seems the insurgents are really trying to take out some of the leadership at a very local level, but that's quite important because it's in these, often in smaller places, that it's really possible to sort of cripple law enforcement still, because the Iraqi security forces don't yet have a very deep bench. So if a police chief is killed, it's not always so easy to find someone else to take his place, particularly if he's been a pretty successful police chief.
Alyssa, can you describe what happened on Monday night in Bakuba? That seemed to be a particularly gruesome attack.
Yes. What we know about it is that there was quite a large meeting of both the largely Shiite-dominated provincial government and the recently sort of turned on Al-Qaeda Sunnis. They had been in the insurgency, and in the last 5 or 6 months, they've really begun to move over to work much more with the government. And they were outside kind of drinking their tea and finishing up the last bits of the breakfast when the suicide bomber wearing a vest, you know, layered with explosives, walked in. And as he came up to the governor's bodyguards realized what was going to happen, and they basically jumped on the governor and threw him to the ground. And then the man detonated himself, and all the bodyguards were killed, as well as, I think, about 18 to 20 other people.
In your story, you quote an Iraqi official who says that the main reason behind these attacks is a direct response to the Crocker-Petraeus report, which said that there were signs of improvement in security.
Well, I think that that is something that people do feel, that there's a real, that we often see this, that when there are improvements, the insurgency attempts to reassert itself and say, no, we're still here, we can still destroy everything. And the Crocker-Petraeus report really reflected quite a bit of change on the ground, especially in Sunni majority areas, and also in Baghdad. And there has been the feeling here that maybe, in fact, the insurgency could be, if not beaten, reduced enough that people could go on with somewhat more normal lives. And there's obviously an effort to prove that wrong, to show that, in fact, they are still very much a factor that can't be ignored.
Alyssa, thank you.
Thank you.
That's Alyssa Rubin, reporter for The New York Times. She spoke to us from Baghdad.